Are we honored at Baylor University to welcome Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice? Are we?
Rice was in Waco as part of a Texas swing promoting her book, No Higher Honor, a memoir of my years in Washington. In a conversation with President Starr in front of a full house at Waco Hall, Rice addressed her childhood, shared behind-the-scenes stories, reminisced about the days after 9/11, and addressed some of the key decisions made during her time in the Bush administration. One of those decisions was the most controversial, the decision to invade Iraq. Rice said she believes the decision to remove Saddam Hussein from power was the right one.
Now, the weapons of mass destruction turned that reporting turned out not to be right. But I will tell you that I'm very grateful that Saddam Hussein is gone, that the Iraqis have a chance to build a decent democratic society there. They're stumbling forward, but young democracies always do. And I'm really glad, in light of what we read this morning in the newspapers about the Iranians and their progress on a nuclear program, that we're not sitting here talking about a nuclear arms race between Saddam Hussein's Iraq and Ahmadinejad's Iran.
Rice served as National Security Advisor to George W. Bush before becoming Secretary of State. Having worked with Bush since his days as governor, she was described by the former president as being like a sister. Rice said that close relationship is important in allowing her the latitude to occasionally disagree with him.
Well, it's really important to have a relationship of trust with the president if you're going to be his national security advisor, because sometimes you have to say things and tell him things that he doesn't particularly want to hear. You want people around you who will tell you exactly what they're thinking. It's important if you're president because the Oval Office has an incredible impact on people. Oh, Mr. President, you're so smart. Oh, Mr. President, aren't you looking fine today? Oh, Mr. President. And if the president's not careful, he'll just get yes people around him. And so I think having people that you trust and that have been with you a long time is especially important when you're going to sit in that chair.
The former Secretary of State also shared stories about how a wild turkey improved diplomatic relations with the Saudis, reflected on the war in Afghanistan and the capture of Osama bin Laden, and fielded questions from audience members. One of the questions, read by Provost Elizabeth Davis, touched on Rice's ambition, or lack thereof, for the highest office in the land.
Last question this evening has two parts. What further steps do you think need to happen in order to continue to narrow the gender gap in politics? And would you consider running for president?
Well, thank you, but no. I'll take the second part first, and then I want to return to the question of gender and race. I think you have to know who you are and what you want to do. And I'm a policy person. I love the pursuit of answers to complex problems. I like politics, but I don't love it. And you'd better love politics if you're going to run for office.
Secretary Rice was the second guest in the On Topic series following T. Boone Pickens this spring. Rice continues her trip through Texas and the country on her book tour. No Higher Honor is now listed on the New York Times bestseller list. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.